back to episode 14 of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Patrick Spillman, joined alongside Grant and Garrett Heitkamp. Garrett, how you doing today? Another long week of school, but we made it through.
Yeah, we did make it through. Another week gone. Another week closer to the start of soccer season, so really can't complain for much. Super Bowl Sunday. It's a great Sunday, but yeah.
Grant, how you doing, man?
I'm all right. Garrett said, another week down, another week closer to soccer season, another week of Beaver sports, and, you know, excited to talk about it.
Definitely another week of Beaver sports. Beaver struggled, though, this week. They played MSJ a lot. There was five different games against MSJ this week, and Beaver's only won one. And so it was a little bit of a struggle here. Beaver's only coming out with one win on the entire week between volleyball and both basketball teams. And so for the Beavers, we're going to go ahead and hop into this. We're going to start with volleyball as they traveled down to Mount St. Joe on a cold Tuesday, February 2nd. Bluffton fell to 9-4 overall and 2-2 in the Heartland Conference, while MSJ improved to 5-3 and 3-1 in the conference.
Mount St. Joseph scored points in bunches en route to a 25-21, 25-21, and 25-22 victory in the Heartland Conference contest. The Lions hit 177, while the Beavers struggled to a .099 hitting percentage.
Senior Remy Bowser pounded a match high 13 kills and added 10 digs for another double-double. She also fired two aces in match one.
Junior Brooke Kleeman picked up a team-best 19 digs, while Ellie Price led the visitors with 25 assists, and she chipped in with double-digit digs with 11.
Bauer notched her second double-double of the night with 11 kills and 11 digs in match two. Sophomore Kaylee Campbell and Jessica Lavelle each put down 5 kills in the nightcap.
Sophomore Caitlin Renner did the dirty work with a career-high 13 digs. Price, who handed out 23 assists, and Renner fired two aces apiece for the Beavers.
The Beavers were back in action on Saturday against Hanover College. They unfortunately did fall 3-2 and 3-2 in those matches. Hanover did have some problem with their stats, so we were unable to have any type of recap there for you. But a rough week as the Beavers are now 2-3 in the conference started 2-0 and have dropped the last three. And I think the thing we've seen is that the Beavers struggle away from being in the Sommer Center.
Yeah, it's not a good sign when you get on a bit of a road streak and the losses start to pile up a little bit. So three match losing streak in conference play, it's a bit frustrating. They got to find a way to get back on track come this upcoming Wednesday.
Agreed. With this volleyball team, they are just struggling to kind of have any momentum. And so for them, it's just trying to get back to the winning ways. Their next match will be at home on Wednesday, on February 10th, here in the Sommer Center against Manchester. So hopefully, being back here in the Sommer Center, they can find a way to get a win. Then they'll play on Saturday at home as well, a 1 p.m. game and a 3 p.m. game against Franklin.
Feels like must wins, to be fair.
If they want to have a chance to find a way to sneak into the conference tournament, now with a losing record, they're going to have to find a way to have wins, because for the rest of the year they are then at Defiance and then host Rose Holman. So they still have three more matches here at home and just one more away. And so if they want to find a way to sneak in at least at the sixth seed, they're going to have to find a way to get some wins here back at home in the Sommer Center. So we'll have that updated for you guys on those home games for you guys. But overall, Beavers just are struggling away from home, and I think they're going to be happy to be back here in the Sommer Center.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead and move on to women's basketball. As they traveled down to Cincinnati on Friday, February 5th, to face off with the Mount St. Joseph Lions. Beavers made a valiant comeback after trailing 51-41 in the fourth quarter, but they fell to the Lions 72-69 in overtime. It snapped a six-game win streak for Bluffton, but the Beavers stand 12-2 on the season, while MSJ improved to 2-1. And that was their first loss of the conference season.
The Beavers stayed close in the first, trailing by three at the end of the opening stanza. Emma Saltzman paced the visitors, scoring 7 points and grabbing two boards. Senior Kylie Brock added a triple for the Beavers in the first period.
freshman Angel Snyder tallied 4 points for the visitors in the second quarter. Peyton Henry, Rihanna Gilling, and Saltzman all added 2 points as the Beavers trailed 32-25 at the half.
In the third, Gillick got it going with 4 points and two rebounds. Sophomore sharpshooter Sammy Shardo was perfect in the third, knocking down a three-pointer in the fourth. The Beavers trailed by 10 and were still down by 4 with 1:23 to play. But Saltzman hit a pair of freebies and Gillick tied it with 4 seconds remaining to send it to overtime. Gillick had a strong fourth quarter with 9 points. Front court partner Emma Saltzman added 5 of her own to force overtime.
When Gillick hit the second of 2 free throws just 24 seconds into overtime, the junior saw her career point total go over 1,000. She and Shardo combined for 7 points, but it was not enough as Lions drilled 2 trifectas in the final 134 to seal a 72-69 victory.
The double-digit scores for the Beavers were Gillick with 21 and Saltzman with 14. Saltzman had a career high of 12 rebounds for her second double-double, and she also doled out a team high 4 assists. Shardo and Brock just missed double figures with 9 apiece. Brock also pulled down a career high 7 rebounds. Henry chipped in with career highs of 8 points and 6 boards.
The Beavers shot 33% from the field compared to the Lions 38%. Both teams struggled from outside the arc as Bluffton went 8 of 34 and the Lions were 10 for 34. Bluffton ripped down 10 more rebounds, 52-42, but the Beavers also coughed it up 26 times, 5 more miscues than the Lions. MSJ dominated with 30 points off turnovers and 21 fast break points. Then the MSJ returned the favor and coming back here to the Sommer Center for Senior Day as Bluffton University women on February 6th. While there may not have been no fans in the stands, the 4 seniors consisting of Kylie Brock, Claire Myrie, Nora Heminger, and Abby Perkins were recognized and celebrated for all their hard work, sacrifices, and dedication they have put in for their 4 years of playing college basketball. All 4 seniors led the Beavers out on the floor to start the game, along with junior Brianna Gillick, following a presentation that included messages to each senior written by their parents.
The Beavers looked to avenge their overtime loss the previous night against MSJ, but they fell short again in a hard-fought battle against their foes from Cincinnati. As the final buzzer sounded, the Lions prevailed 61-55.
Bluffton struggled finding a rhythm to start as it took over 2 minutes to tally their first points, thanks to a pair of free throws made by Gillick, who scored her career point 1,000 at MSJ on Friday night. She put up the first 6 points for Bluffton in the opening stanza. Angel Snyder scored a layup from Emma Saltzman. Freshman Taylor Mallison checked into the game and immediately drilled a 3-pointer with just under a minute to play, but the visitors still led 18-11 after 10 minutes of action.
The second quarter was a much different story for the Beavers as they came out hot and outscored the Lions 20-15. Junior Sammy Shardo dialed in one of her 3 triples on the day just a minute into the period. Thanks to a dish from Mallison, with a little over a minute remaining in the quarter, Parkins and Shardo found a rhythm with each other as Shardo connected on back-to-back 3-pointers on kickouts from Parkins. Heading into halftime, the Beavers trailed by just 2, 33-31.
Gillick evened up the score with 2 made free throws just 8 seconds into the half. The two teams would go on to trade baskets until Mount opened up an 8-point lead with 5 minutes left in the third. But the Beavers would not give in as they rallied with baskets by Parkins, Saltzman, and Maddie Fitzpatrick. Heading into the final quarter, the Beavers trailed by just 4, 48-44, in spite of 4 missed free throws late in the third.
The Lions came out firing on all cylinders in the fourth stanza. And thanks to a couple of costly turnovers from the Beavers, the visitors saw their cushion balloon to a 13-point midway through the quarter. To their credit, the Beavers would not back down as Fitzpatrick connected on Trey with just under 3 minutes left to pull the home team within 10. MSJ went scoreless during the last 3 minutes of the game, but it was too little too late for the Beavers, who made the final score 61-55 when Brock's corner triple just beat the buzzer.
The Beavers fell to 12-3 on the season as they dropped both games this weekend. Bluffton struggled from the field, shooting just 33.3% compared to 44% and a blistering 54.5% from distance for the Lions.
The Beavers dominated the rebounding battle 44-26 as Gillett hauled in a game-high 10 boards. She notched 21 points on the day, followed by Shardo with 11 and Fitzpatrick with 8. Saltzman blocked 3 shots and handed out a career-high 7 dimes.
Bluffton will be back in action next Friday, February 12th, when Anderson University comes to town. Tip-off is slated for 7 p.m. in the Sommer Center. Grant and I will have that game for you as along with Garrett. But not a great weekend here for the Bluffton women's basketball team, who were undefeated in the conference, sitting at 6-0 heading into the weekend, and now sit 6-2 in the conference. And if you're Coach Shetler, you have to be frustrated.
Yeah, it's not ideal to go 0-2. I think the game Friday was more like, it's understandable. It's a long trip down there to Cincinnati, and you know, we didn't expect them to go undefeated through the conference. You knew there were going to be hiccups, but then to come back and drop the Saturday game at home, that was the biggest frustration point for me. And turning the ball over as many times as they did, 26 times on Friday and 20 times on Saturday, it's just not a recipe to win basketball games against teams that are just as good as you are, if not better. So the schedule gets tougher, and that's the scary part. The schedule gets tougher. You're playing two top three teams in the conference coming up with Anderson, and then number one Transy. So it's going to be tough for the Lady Beavers to get wins down the stretch.
I would agree with that. And Garrett, what hurt the Beavers this weekend for them to fall not once but twice to the Lions?
The turnovers were a big key in both of the games, and they necessarily didn't shoot the ball very well, especially from outside. So, I mean, you kind of want to cut those down in order to win those games, but, you know, adversity could be good for this team as they figure out who they are coming down the stretch of the season.
I would agree with that, and I couldn't agree more. Turnovers, which is something you normally do not see, especially with a Coach Shetler team, has to be frustrating for him and for the girls in general. But they just have to look to rebound. They're getting ready to host a very good Anderson team on Friday and then have to travel back to Anderson on Saturday. And so for them, it's about putting that in the back of their minds and turning around and being ready to play a basketball game here just in a couple of days. But we're going to go ahead and move on to men's basketball. The Bluffton men welcome Mount St. Joe on Friday, February 5th, for a matchup with the Lions. The Beavers held on for a 57-52 win, keeping the home team undefeated with a 10-0 mark to start the season.
Bluffton jumped out to a quick lead when senior point guard Ronnie James got into the paint for an easy deuce. James made a serious difference in the first half, scoring 9 points while shooting 50% from the field. While his offense was key for the Beavers, his defense was just as critical, frustrating the opposing guards as he drew a big charge midway through the first half.
Standout backcourt mates Desmond Brown and Jameel Cosby were their normal selves in the first 20 minutes. Brown scored 10 on a perfect 4-for-4 from the field, including two trays from deep. Cosby showed his dual threat ability, scoring 6 points and skying for 5 boards. The men held a slim 27-26 lead at the half over the Lions, despite being outscored 12-2 in the last 5 minutes of the half. Half number one.
In the second, Brown and Cosby stayed right on pace for the Beavers. Brown added another 8, missing just one shot for the entire game. Cosby matched his first half scoring total with another half dozen points while ripping down an impressive 7 boards. Aaron Rich, who was quiet in the first half, got warmed up in the second, scoring 6 points in the paint, and he added 7 impressive boards. Beavers held firm, drawing a charge with 42 seconds remaining in a 3-point game. Brown's jumper with 15 ticks remaining sealed the 57-52 defensive battle.
The double-digit scores for the Beavers were Brown with 18, James with a career-high 13, and Cosby with 12. Cosby fashioned his second career double-double with a team-high 12 boards. Senior center Aaron Rich dished out a team-high 4 assists as well.
Bluffton ripped down 10 more boards, but the Beavers also turned the ball over 5 more times. The Beavers were solid from the field at 51%, and they lit it up for 53% from distance. MSJ took the best points by a 12-3 margin.
The Beavers were then back in action down in Cincinnati on Saturday, February 6th, with an unblemished record to take on the Lions, who had yet to garner their first win. The script was flipped at MSJ as the Beavers saw their 10-game win streak come to a screeching halt. The Mount defense was up to the task in a 58-37 shutout of the Beavers, who now stand 10-1, while MSJ improved to 1-9. Beavers currently sit at 7-1 in the conference.
From start to finish, the Lions controlled the tempo in almost every facet of the game. Mount jumped out to a quick 15-2 lead less than 6 minutes into the game. At the 12:30 mark in the first half, freshman Michael Stamen connected on a three to pull the Beavers within 10 before junior Jameel Cosby got his first points of the day with a layup.
Desmond Brown dialed in from beyond the arc thanks to a nice feed from fellow senior Aaron Rich. With just over a minute left to play in half, sophomore A.J. Kenny scored on a layup to make the score 27-18 in favor of the Lions heading into the break.
2 minutes into the second half, Cosby grabbed a defensive rebound and went coast-to-coast with it for two. His basket cut it to 7, which would be the closest they came to the Lions in the second half, as the Mount would go on a 19-0 run, which ended up being the nail in the coffin. MSJ closed out its first victory of the season with a convincing 58-37 final.
Cosby led the Beavers with 12 markers, followed up by Kenny with 6. Ryan Rose and Michael Stahman added 5 apiece. While much of the game was sore, a bright spot for the Beavers was that they won the rebounding battle 36-25 as Rich pulled down a team-high 5 boards.
The men struggled as they just hit 16 for 48 from the field and only 3 of 14 from distance. In direct opposition to the Beavers, the Lions shot 50% from the field and 38% from three-point range.
The men will return to action next Friday, February 12th, at Anderson University with a tip-off slated for 6:15 p.m. They'll then return back here to the Sommer Center for actually a pretty late start, as they'll play at 7 p.m. on Saturday. Grant, Garrett, and I will have the call for that game as well. But Grant, Garrett, I think we both knew that this loss was bound to happen. Of course, they got the win here at home in an ugly game, but they now stand 7-1 and have their first loss of the season. It was bound to happen, but we didn't expect it to be in a game where they got blown out, with their largest deficit being as many as 28 and ended up losing by 21.
Yeah, I mean, looking at that score, we didn't get to watch it due to calling the girls game here, but looking at that score, I had to take a double check to really fathom that they only scored 37 points. This Beavers team hadn't been shooting the lights out of the ball and scoring, 90s, but to only score 37 was unbelievable. And to a team that, is supposed to be one of the worst teams in the conference, it just shows how deep this league is. And that, I mean, we talked about it Friday, that you can't take anybody for granted or any game for granted or just mark it as an easy win. And maybe they got caught, looking forward to next weekend or something like that. But, it's a tough pill to swallow losing to that team.
And Garrett, what do you think Coach Guy Neal's message to the team is after a loss like that, as they try to put it behind them and look to a very important game down in a very hostile environment at Anderson University on Friday?
His message has got to be that this can't happen again. We can't expect to go perfect on the season, but some adversity will help this team as they'll figure out how to come back from a loss and how they will regroup. I'll be anxious to see how they perform on Friday.
I will also be very interested. Other sports updates for you. The track team competed at the Tiffin Invitational on Friday and Saturday. Unfortunately, we do not have results there from that meet just yet, but we will have those updates for you next week as they actually get ready to prepare for the conference championship, indoor conference championship. As we talked beforehand, the NCAA did cancel both all winter indoor, so that it counts. The NCAA championships were canceled. That counts the indoor track and field season as well as men's and women's basketball. So they will have a week off, and then they will return on Sunday, February 21st, to prepare. Excuse me, they have 2 weeks off, and then they will prepare for the HCAC indoor championships. And so we'll be excited for that. We'll have the results from the Tiffin Invitational next week. But Grant, Garrett, you guys have anything else here to wrap up this episode of the Beaver Dam as the Beavers Bluffton Sports struggled this week?
Yeah, just in general, just a frustrating week, and hopefully this upcoming week is better for the teams in action, and hopefully we can get back in the win column in all those sports.
I would agree with that. It's always the hope, right? But that does wrap up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next Sunday at 7 p.m. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 961 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluftonwit.com and subscribe. This has been Patrick Spillman, joined alongside by Grant Ingham and Garrett Heitkamp. We thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Bees.